USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A UN source says at least a dozen people affiliated with the United Nations were among those killed in the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet near Addis Ababa. Authorities say 157 people were killed when the Boeing 737 MAX 8 crashed shortly after takeoff on a flight to Nairobi, where a UN conference is being held. The BBC's Tom Burritt says this is the second major crash involving this particular model.
There's no doubt the crash of one of these aircraft off the coast of Indonesia back in October has raised uncomfortable questions, because what's believed to have happened there is that an automatic computer system on board the plane, which is supposed to prevent it from stalling, received incorrect data from a sensor on the plane and caused it to nosedive. Now, that nosedive was supposed to prevent the stall. In reality, it put it into the sea.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
President Trump's top economist is brushing off concerns about rising budget deficits and slowing economic growth in advance of the Monday release of the president's 2020 budget. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News Sunday the president's budget creates a steady path toward lower federal spending and federal borrowing as a share of the nation's economy.
We believe the 3% growth rate of 2018 will continue in 2019 and beyond 2020 and so forth. I think the other element is always to limit spending, and the president is proposing roughly a 5% across the board reduction in domestic spending.
Another alleged sexual abuse tape has surfaced, which appears to show singer R. Kelly with underage girls. Gary Dennis says he found an old VHS tape and was surprised.
He was engaging with these children in sexual abusive acts.
Kelly faces 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
U.S.-backed forces directed airstrikes on the remnants of the Islamic State in Syria. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Even though U.S.-backed forces have retaken 100% of the territory once claimed by ISIS, National Security Advisor John Bolton tells ABC's This Week the threat of the Islamic State will persist.
The president has been, I think, as clear can be, when he talks about the defeat of the ISIS territorial caliphate. He has never said that the elimination of the territorial caliphate means the end of ISIS in toto. We know that's not the case. We know right now that there are ISIS fighters scattered still around Syria and Iraq, and that ISIS itself is growing in other parts of the world. The ISIS threat will remain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A new report on wildfires shows one state is dominating the data. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
California had the worst wildfire year of any state in the nation in 2018, and it was the worst wildfire year in California's state history as well. That's according to the annual Wildland Fire Summary by the federal government's National Interagency Coordination Center. Some 1.8 million acres burned in California, approximately 23,000 structures destroyed, and that includes the deadliest wildfire in California history, as the campfire killed 85 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.